she's on her way.
I'm going to take a train.
There's a reason I don't fly.
John Madden and I.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have the pound. I'm looking on the
We're going to call the order this this meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, April 13th, 2011, 6:34 p.m., somewhere in that neighborhood. First, I'd like to get a motion for approval of the agenda for the April 13th, the revised agenda, actually, I think it is now, for the April 13th, 2011 meeting.
So moved. Second.
By Mrs. Ross, second by Mrs. Anderson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Approval of minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of, Board of School Trustees, March 9th, 2011. Moved by Mr. Springer, second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion, hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. I did not pick up the sheet. Anybody signed up to speak? That's not the night to do your job. No, nobody signed up to speak. We just want to get Rocky up.
Walk around.
Unfinished business, we have none. New business, academic achievement, revised technology plan, Exhibit B.
The state has started a new process for submission of a technology plan. Typically, this is presented in paper form, and it's every 3 years. Our current technology plan goes through 2012. With the help of the great help of Zach and the technology specialists and our technology corporation team, we've met a couple of times. And by Friday, we need to submit online our technology plan. This is a new process that the DOE requires. And fortunately, we're able then to make online adjustments as we move forward. If we see needs or we make adjustments, we would do that. And Zach's here to speak to the plan as well as I am, but we want you to see this and see if you had any questions or thoughts regarding this before we submit it online tomorrow.
Get a motion on the table to approve it, and then we'll have a discussion, please.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Roush.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion, please.
Item number 23, where it states textbook and instructional material. I was wondering why there are zeros and not the course food and textbook rental fees.
I'm sorry, Karen, what's
number 23.
Page 2.
Question number 23.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's something that we have missed, and we will add our current fees to that. Thank you, Mrs. Springer.
There was another reason.
Nope.
Okay.
This has kind of been done by committee, so each of us has been taking certain aspects of it. And sometimes when you flip a page, you miss a portion of it. This is why we have another set of eyes to make sure we haven't missed anything. And if we do submit it, then they are missing something. They will send it back to us and say, hey, what about this section? And we'll resubmit it.
Okay. Question number 13, where's this clarification? What is E-rate powered services?
E-rate is a federal program in which you can get up to 40% back on certain technology expenses since we're a government, a non-for-profit organization. So for anything with regards to wireless technology, to VoIP technology, we can capture 40% of our expenses every year back from the federal government. And so we have a TAPTEC does that for us every year. They file the E-rate application. And I think last year, Ross, did we get about $40,000 from E-rate?
Yeah. What's happening now is they had given you some dollars. Now they gave a credit off your bill. I mean, they work with the billing agencies and reduce them out of the bill.
Even better.
13.
Are you applying for a priority TV rate?
Yes, that should be a yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Good eye. And it's been a week since I reviewed this, so tomorrow we will go through with a fine-tooth comb, make sure we haven't missed anything else.
I had a question on 19, the remediation software. What is that? Solvent factors or services are provided through your school corporation.
Now, Zach, you remember what the remediation software we have?
There's two. I know there's the Dibble software in Cumberland, and they're also reading counts. There's specific ones for certain grades as well.
Okay.
It allows the kids that are behind to get caught up.
But the only answer that you're allowed to give is just other.
Okay.
And if it's not one of the approved ones, they have listed.
So we'll fix 13, we'll get the right information on 23.
Any other comments or questions? Welcome. We are on starting over on the device technology plan. Okay, hearing none, all in favor of the motion to accept the revised technology plan with these changes, just say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, motion carries.
Thank you, everyone. Good eye.
Academic achievement, student technology, instructional commons brochure.
In your packet, we've submitted a couple of drafts of the brochure that then up and coming. Should say, I think, draft one, draft two in the back. And one was a more general, One is, the draft one is more statement oriented. Two, I think, is more strategic plan oriented. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted you to see both of these. Diane and Brian have met with Steve by phone and with Brad Cohen to start looking these over, and we made a few changes to the draft to the committee, I think, and Brian and Diane can add more to this team, I think, to favor the draft two because it was a more connection with the strategic plan. So we wanted you to see this, and I'm recommending we move forward with draft two to take to the foundation board if everyone feels that's the best course of action.
So we want to have a motion to accept draft two as the academic achievement brochure. Moved by Mrs. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Ross. Additional or discussion?
What's mono locker facility description mean?
So that was one of our Ed Foundation directors suggested that language, the mono meaning that it's just a singleton type of space. You can only use it for one purpose, and that's for lockers. And so he thought using that kind of terminology made it a little bit more eye-catching.
I find it odd and
odd. And it caught your eye, didn't it?
I actually think it sounds kind of mono locker isn't really a word, and I think we need to. Multi-purpose is a word, but I think we should come up with something that's a little more descriptive. I also find this dotted line running through the middle of it to be very distracting and annoying.
Actually, that's a bad print. What it's supposed to be is a sheet of line, paper. When it actually is printed out in a much higher resolution, you will actually see tablet paper behind where the little lines are. And it may not still look good, but.
Yeah, I think that's actually kind of busy and distracting.
Sure.
Interesting. Comments?
And all I'm asking is permission to select one to move forward to take to the foundation board. It doesn't mean that we're actually going to print it and send it out. It's just I'm trying to go through the proper channels to go through both boards so that we're all on the same page.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with the strategic plan notion.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor of moving forward to CQ, please say aye.
Aye.
And those who are not. Common, common school fund loan.
At your place is the official letter notifying us that we have been approved again. And so the DOE is advancing us $100,000 to implement our wireless technology that we had written the grant for. And with your acceptance of that, we can move forward with the tech specialist beginning the process for putting together the wireless technology throughout all of our buildings.
So moved.
And Mrs. Sauter.
Second.
Discussion.
What's the rate again?
1%. Wow. I like that rate.
Price is right. Yeah.
And as again, just a reminder that comes out of debt service, which protects your CPF.
Additional discussion. Any questions? All in favor of accepting that common school fund loan? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Hearing that, motion carries. Legislative update. Dr. Killian.
A couple of things are moving forward. The voucher bill is moving forward. Senate Bill 1, which is with regards to teacher evaluation. How salary structures are presented moving forward. House Bill 575, which is the collective bargaining bill, is also moving forward. There's some amendments that are suggesting that the VAT, when it's signed by the governor, immediately goes into effect, but Ron Alton told me that probably would be amended so that it would not go into effect until July 1. There are several amendments that are going through each of these bills, but I think that probably by the end of April, 1st of May, we will have a definite package of new legislation that will determine then how we operate moving forward. So I just wanted to keep you abreast of that. Ron Alting has been keeping me abreast of the situation. And to Ron's credit, he's voted against the voucher bill. He's voting against he adjusted the charter bill language to include that if 51% or more of the parents vote in favor of it, it still has to come to the school board for approval. And so I think that's good language because it gives local control to public schools. So just an update, and Dottie may also have some other pieces of information since I've been gone that I haven't been keeping track of, but that's what I know at this point.
You've been keeping it. Yeah, I think 575 is being amended today, so I haven't seen the latest version of it, but they're really putting the screws to the legislators to pass the voucher and the charter school and the collective bargaining, all that.
Okay. All right, item 5, tennis court storage shed concession stand. Dr. Killian.
Yes, this I actually should have had donations / finished storage shed. So what I'd like to do with this board's permission is to first bring forward a generous donation from Dr. Bremer, amount of $10,000. His main cause is to help with us with the athletic programming and getting an athletic short storage shed at the tennis area built. He has put it at the superintendent's discretion of where to actually place the money, and I'm recommending we accept that for the athletic department. And then with that gracious donation, consider the placement of a tennis storage shed at the tennis courts. Now, when I originally did this executive summary 2 weeks ago, we were also thinking about concession stand and adding restrooms to that. But since then, a lot of things have happened. So now that has gone back to just a storage shed. And Lefty's here, and Alan, you're ready for him to speak to it. I'd like for Lefty just to explain to you the storage shed and where that location would be and what the anticipated cost would be for the storage shed.
Let's first get a motion on the table, and then we'll just throw it up.
Move approval.
Second by Mrs. Spring. Floor is yours.
This kind of took on a life of itself. After the $10,000 donation, Brock had gone to the school board and was explaining what was going to be happening. Basically, this is going to be about the size, maybe slightly larger, of a two-car garage to store tennis stuff. And at the Athletic Booster Club meeting, he had gone to them and asked if they would be willing to contribute to this, because it looked like it was going to cost in the neighborhood of $25,000, and he had the $10,000 donation. And they said they would, but the longer they talked, they decided that they would like to add a concession stand and a and do the restroom, because what we were originally going to do and what it turns out we're going to end up doing is just stub in the underground stuff that we can add the restrooms later, because as we began to look at these other things, it was going to turn into about a $60,000 to $65,000 project. We were going to have to get architectural drawings, we were going to have to get state approval, and all this adds money. And then the builder that we ended up selecting, we had two builders that we contacted. Both of them were good people to work with. Either one I would have been happy to have had do the job. The one was a couple thousand dollars cheaper than the other one, so we went with the cheaper one, pending your approval. And he brought, in order to do the restrooms, he brought in the sewage people, and they said that, well, since this is only going to be used for about a month and a half in the spring and a month and a half in the fall, that in addition to the lift that you would have to have for the sewage, you'd have to have all kinds of special things. So it just kept adding and adding and adding and adding. And since the Booster Club didn't have any another $30,000 or so to kick in, and we didn't either, Brock went back. Well, he went to Larry Oakes, the president of the Booster Club, and explained what was happening and asked if it would be okay if we would just accept their $3,000 donation offer for this and do the original project. And so that's what we're recommending to the board. Mark Zimper Construction is doing this. We have a contract with him for this not to exceed $26,000. The reason he has not yet heard back from Duke, they have told him the maximum for their part of it would be $1,000, and he thinks it will be on the line of somewhere between $200 and $500, and that gives us the cushion that he's comfortable having with the not to exceed $26,000 figure. And so if at some point in time in the future Rocky wins the lottery, Alan designs a Purdue Pete that everybody likes, and they don't have to cancel it after 4 days, then maybe we'll add the restroom and the concession stand to this.
So this is about the size of a two-car garage, is that what you said?
And it'll be at the north end, kind of centered between the two courts. We had to make a slight adjustment because Mark brought in, when he brought in the utility locates, we needed to move it. It may be slightly off-center because they found an underground water line, and they didn't want to put the footers on top of that. We thank him very much and gave him an extra cookie for dinner.
Mm-hmm. So, will it have a concession stand or not?
It will not now, but we can redo the interior. And he's installing the electrical. Will support that someday. It would also support. If we added the restroom part, it would support being able to heat that through the winter and so on and so forth.
The money for this would come from the capital projects fund under the athletics fields. There's a capital projects athletics line item.
that we would utilize to do this, finish doing this.
What do they need to store for the tennis courts that they need such a big facility?
Well, the tennis nets and any other, they have like squeegees and things like that. It's
not a tennis player here, so I'm totally.
Well, I had a daughter that was allegedly a tennis player, and I couldn't tell you either, but that's my best guess.
Yeah, a lot of tennis balls and those basket things that they pick them up with.
The basket dealy bobs,
okay. And the nets.
Stuff.
Okay. Enough of this technical jargon.
Larry, isn't there some cleaning materials for the courts and
the swamp the courts are about that they get the water off the courts with and stuff? Plus, they have the big cases of balls and stuff like that. I mean, they have plenty of room.
We would also probably in the winter store some of the. They have the benches that they have for you to sit in between games or sets.
Mm-hmm.
And they recently put up a shade up there as well, right? Like a
gazebo.
Yeah, yeah.
Booster club.
That was nice. Mm-hmm. That was very needed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the sun used to be unbearable.
So did you say when they would start on it? I mean, assuming
actually he's going to start doing the remainder permit work tomorrow morning with the city, and he hopes to start weather permitting in the next week and a half to 2 weeks, and then he will again, if the weather cooperates, he thinks he'll have it done by the in about 2 weeks from the actual start of the physical work on it.
You mentioned shed. It reminds me, when I was a kid, of an aluminum shed that in the backyard had baseball dings in it. What's the structure going to be made out of?
It is going to have tennis balls. It is going to have vinyl siding, and as a matter of fact, I think it's going to have a gray roof, red trim on the gutters, I believe, or something. He was trying to get a little
those towering shots out of.
Any home runs from Bob Friendfield do have the opportunity to ding that up. It'll be in kind of left center field area.
Is that metal roof? Or
we hope so.
And a lot of this work has to do, the big cost is the foundation and having to shoot the concrete out. All right, we're going to have a shooter. What do you call that, a pump?
Because you can't get to it.
He's going to use a hose.
Yeah. Well, that's a little pricey to get all of that concrete out there to lay the foundation. But I think it's a nice thing for our tennis kids. Mm-hmm. And we've got the $10,000 donation going to athletic to the athletic department, and we have the capital projects athletic line that we can utilize to help finish this.
So it'll be right at the west side of the playground then.
It's not really in the playground area, because it's more between the end of the tennis fence and the end and the like I said, the outfield fence of the baseball diamond. So it's not really in a play, quote unquote, playground area.
I see.
And the nice thing about the way this contractor is going to do it, he's probably going to, through this hose mechanism, shoot unquote, quote unquote, the concrete in from the cul-de-sac, so that he wouldn't have to come in around through the playground area while we've got hopefully the nice weather during the time that this is going to be.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Avondale or whatever the street is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Additional discussion, questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Very generous donation.
Yes.
Have we already done
it? We have a motion on the table. Okay. I think Roush is spring.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Keeping up here. Barely. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries, Ms. Helen.
We'll send a nice thank you to Dr. Kramer and Ms. Helen.
Very nice. And Mrs.
James as well. Closure reporting, GOB.
Yeah, we annually have to do a continued disclosure reporting and to keep in compliance with the bonds that we have outstanding. And we, each year, have used Umball Associates to do this reporting. And the exhibit you have is actually a copy of last year, but they are going to send me a new one, but they said the fees and the conditions are all the same. And so I'd recommend that we continue with them and have this reporting done to keep us in compliance.
So moved.
Second.
By Mr. Marty, second by Mrs. Anderson. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, motion carries. Overnight field trips.
Yes, at your place, as well as in the board packet, are several overnight field trip requests. The robotics team in St. Louis, Missouri, to participate in World Championship First Robotics Competition will be April 27th through April 30th. Matt Counts to Washington, D.C. for the national competition, Tuesday, May 3rd to Sunday, May 8th. Fifth grade camp, Happy Hollow, session one, fifth grade camp, Happy Hollow, session two. And overnight debate team to Dallas, Texas to participate in National Forensic League National Debate, Monday, June 13th through Sunday, June 19th, and the varsity softball team at Carmel High School, Friday, April 22nd, returning Saturday, and it should be Friday, April 23rd, I believe, Saturday, April 23rd, returning.
It's Saturday, April 23rd?
Yeah, I think it's Friday, the 22nd.
Okay, Saturday's the 26th.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do all those and say during five motions unless somebody's violently opposed to that. Or I guess we can't go with five. All we have first need is a motion on the table.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Roush.
I have a question. Why do we even need a field overnight? This field trip. Carmel High School, where are they going? Indiana?
I imagine it's an early start on the next day.
They're at 4 p.m. and they're going to stay over and return.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it. Somebody out of state.
Carmel by the sea.
Carmel by the sea.
Perfect for me.
Yeah.
It'll be an overnighter.
Okay. Any additional questions? After you're still doing well with your near perfect streak there.
Brian.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Hearing none.
It's Helen continuing to make those connections.
Keeping.
And I would like to get permission to attend the robotics competition. I'd like to see them in the world competition. So I'd leave probably that Thursday night, so I could do that on Friday and Saturday. And just want to make sure that that would be all right with the board for me to do that.
Information to the board, I really don't have any outside of the meetings, and there's a couple of things on that, and getting that part revised personnel report.
Yes, recommending your approval of all the names listed under the first revised personnel report. This does include our fifth grade camp staffing.
Second.
Mrs. Springer, second by Mrs. Roush. Any additional questions or discussion?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Close. None. Accounts payable vouchers.
We have a total of $1,833,000. The only thing I wanted to point out in there, if you had a chance to review, is we pay glass, the special ed cooperative, quarterly, and there are quarterly payments in there out of general fund, capital projects, transportation, and bus replacement. So we do that once a quarter to meet our obligation with the cooperative. Other than that, it was pretty much normal type of expenditures.
Motion for payable vouchers.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter.
Second.
Additional questions or discussion? All in favor of paying our bills on time, or at least paying our bills and accounts payable vouchers, please say aye.
Aye.
No, motion carries. The board and superintendent reports. We'll go around the room. Mrs. Roush, anything from your end?
No, other than we have our last third house this Saturday, and session is supposed to end again at the end of this month. Haven't heard of any special sessions, but I think there are a lot of legislation is going to start moving really, really fast. So we're going to have to keep a very close eye on it, because they're amending and passing it out of committee really quick.
Okay. Yes, Diane, anything from your end?
Brian and I met with Rocky and Brad Cohen and Steve Shook via telephone with reference to securing someone who would lead the campaign to fund the, what do they call it, entryway, new techno, whatever.
Technology instructor.
The commons area. And we have indeed secured someone to chair that. A pair of folks to chair that. Sally and her husband have agreed to co-chair this event as long as they have worker bees behind them at all times. It's a campaign that has a beginning, which was last week, and an ending with a ribbon cutting on August
13th,
somewhere in there. So, but we talked about many different things, but the only definitive thing was to secure the campaign chair, and we're happy to report that we did. Anything else?
That's perfect.
Well, we'll see how
people back this decision.
Thank you so far.
We have a foundation meeting tomorrow, so we'll have more to report.
We'll be like, what were we thinking? Sally and I both attended the community council meeting on Monday. I finally made it to one. It was sparsely attended, but those of us that were there were very talkative. It took a while. You know, every time I come to one of these, I'm so impressed by the woman who's the president of the parent council at Cumberland. Remind me her name again.
Mary Harmon.
Incredibly.
Mary.
Nauman.
That's right.
I knew it was Mary someone. She is amazingly organized and enthusiastic and
positive.
Things are just happening at that school. Yeah, so that was really interesting to talk to her. She always gives a really nice report. And we talked a little bit about Sally's ideas for the campaign a little bit. She asked for some input from Mike Piggott, who's there.
From you.
Yeah.
Mike didn't have
much to contribute, but you asked. That was nice. From Mike, we got some interesting information about things happening at Purdue with the Wang building. Mm-hmm. And he offered an idea that we thought might have some merit, since it is so close to the high school and it's going to kind of impact the student traffic. You know, all of our students at lunch kind of migrate to that part of town for the Burger King / McDonald's over there. And that's all going to be changing. And he said that they've been having some neighborhood meetings to discuss the big general plan for Purdue's facilities and the big picture of how the campus is going to be sort of laid out over the next few years. And he offered and suggested that we might want to invite someone to come to a work session from Purdue and give us a presentation on the strategic planning for Purdue and the big picture of the whole surrounding donut of real estate around it, which I thought would be very interesting.
It is interesting. I know it's changed some, but it's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, and the things that are going to be happening down that street, you know, stadium and some of those areas are all being looked at with PRF plans, and I think it would behoove us to kind of get in and see, just so we know what's going on. So he said that he thought that they would come for, like, so it's too long to have during a regular school board, but he said if we had a work session and we were interested in it, that could sort of be the topic.
Great.
What else, Sally?
Well, that was one. That was
we talked about that question.
Yeah, Pete. We did talk about Pete.
It was very interesting to hear.
It's all about the fiberglass, you guys. The fiberglass.
That's pretty much
about it.
Thank you.
I had some notes about Embrown.
It just came in.
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah. Marlene McMurrin.
I'd love to talk about it, but I can't.
Not that again.
That's true. Am I right, Ross?
Not that again.
Has been or anything?
The Tippecanoe School Foundation meets this week along with the West Lafayette School Foundation. So, but I can say that the last meeting with the Public School Foundation, they work on their annual fundraiser. It's called the Silver Mile. They are looking for sponsors and to put teams together. And I guess I'll throw this on the table. I thought it'd be fun for us to support that program and sponsor a team that's relatively inexpensive. And it's not a race. They will have a walk and a race, but also they have other events that they're planning that would be fun events that don't do any bodily damage to guys like my age, such as ping pong ball races or what have you. So I thought it'd be fun if those of us who are interested just help support their fundraising, because then we have several teachers that are and individuals who are on the foundation board. So I'll provide more information to everybody, and it'd be a fun day. It's being held at Jefferson High School on the track, and I think it'll be a fun day and a good opportunity for us to show support for them.
When is that?
I have the dates. I didn't bring the dates with me, but I'll email everybody the actual dates.
Good. We also had a thing on our table about the Seats for Excellence. Now it's the time to talk about
it. So if you're on this committee, you have to do the polar bear plunge, because I did it twice. So you.
I was on that committee.
I was on that committee and didn't do the polar bear.
No precedent.
That's potentially good.
Thing at our table for the Seats for Excellence grant award ceremony, of which we have somebody that's getting the grant.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Rob Spencer's getting $3,200 grant.
I've got park board meeting on Monday and neighborhood association meeting on Monday.
I have discussion next Thursday.
The negotiations Tuesday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Foundation's tomorrow. Yeah, that makes sense. So, from a discussion standpoint, it's our last meeting. Communication to the audience. Anybody else want to say something?
China.
Okay. Future meetings, April 27th, work session, 6:30 p.m., Floyd Administration Center. Also, our next board meeting, May 11th. And then the calendar to the ISBA Region 4 spring meeting out of the trails at 6 o'clock. I also will be emailing. I think I may have told you I was going to do this, but I do want to get a board retreat day on the calendar for the summer. So I'm going to try to do this, which I know will be impossible, but try to pick a couple days out, and they work perfectly for me. And that's for everybody else. No, I'm only being half the season, but or at least a quarter. But that'll be a goal of ours. I think one of the things, for all of you that went to San Francisco, I'd like to, for our meeting on the 27th, kind of come back with your report. So I told Diane yesterday that I was going to do a takeaway brochure, or not, kind of a filing of what my meetings were, not from the end to over two pages. So I need to do some editing. I think it's a
stop it now.
It's important to give some things that we can that we can share with everyone else. It was a very good conference, and I thought that there were several things that I took from my session, certainly. But one of the things I went to was certainly board development, which is so we're in board self-evaluation, and that is something we will be focusing on. And I got some really good exercises, not as good as Diane used to bring to the table, but some good ones to do, where you have to tell us how you really feel about something, and what kind of. Whether you're an orange, which is lefty's the only orange.
The only orange.
Even what I've ever known. Right, some things that we can do for board development, not just trying to, not just touchy-feely stuff. But there's a lot of that in San Francisco, too.
Kathy likes it.
Love it.
Anything else? I want to keep the board, but I do think it's important that we do bring that, so if you would get that ready for the 27th, that would be great.
For the next board work session, if you're interested, Dan Schuster has charted our last 3 years of energy for our buildings, and I think it would be very good for you to see how each year has progressed with the energy consumption and decrease of energy within our buildings since we've implemented the policy. So I wanted to bring that up if you're interested in that.
Yes.
And then Patrick Nice has some of the PR pieces developed for draft, and so I thought it would be good for him to bring that to you and show you that. And then if you want me to pursue the Purdue strategic plan for that night, I can do that, or if you want to wait until May session, whatever is best for you.
Yeah, I think strategic plan as far as campus growth is concerned, as opposed to the entire
strategic plan. Sure.
I think if you can do it in half hour, 45 minutes, otherwise there's a term for
it that he uses. It's not facility plan, but it's something else. Yeah, like the master plan.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to get that scheduled for next work session.
Okay. Anything else that's good to be ordered at this point? I think we'll take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Dennis Rouse, second by.
Second.
Mrs. Sauter. We will not even discuss this. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Ms. Helen, we are adjourned. I think we do have some things.